The thing that he's saying here is this: the moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. Yea, he gave good heed and sought out and set in order many proverbs. The preacher sought to find out acceptable words, and that which was written was upright, even words of truth. The words of the wise are as goads, and as nails fastened by the masters of assemblies, which are given from one shepherd. We should not despise the wisdom of the past by any means. And further, by these, my son, be admonished of making many books there is no end, and much study is awareness of the flesh. And wisdom, education, does not solve the problems of life. What is it? Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Why? Well, for a very definite reason. Because in the matter of salvation, your chances of being saved are greater. And in the subject of service, you'll have something to offer to God. Statistics show that more come to Christ when they're young. If you're 80 and you are listening to this program, your chance of being saved is about nil, but it's not impossible. We've had a man down in San Diego, 90 years old, when we gave an invitation for those that want to accept Christ to put up a hand. His daughter walked into the room, and there he sat in a rocking chair listening to us with his hand in the air. You can be saved. But men that have had service, something to give to God, why, they have been young men, Joseph and Moses and Gideon and David and Jeremiah and Saul of Tarsus and Timothy and wee Bobby Moffat, the great missionary to Africa, and oh, others we could name. What a picture this is. My friend, there's no answer to the problems of life under the sun today, and that's the reason education and government and the military and the scientists has no solution for the problems of life. Only Jesus Christ has the solution. Why not turn to him today? He says, "Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out."